As I told you, I had once proposed for the ashram school a program. I had made a curriculum or a syllabus, Spiritual History of India, that was the title. And I had started with the Veda, Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, Indian philosophies, movements of bhakti, then eclipse, and then restarting, new renaissance, coming up to Sri Aurobindo. And the impression that I had created was that Sri Aurobindo is the culmination of all that has gone before, a point of fulfillment of all that had been aspired for. Now Mother answered with a big bang to me when I presented this to her. And she answered and advised me as to what I should really concentrate upon. So as I told you, that was my first lecture on the day before yesterday, in fulfillment of what Mother had said. So I would like to read with you what she had written for me. Réponse de mère au professeur de l'école lorsqu'on lui a annoncé que les nouvelles classes spéciales de l'après-midi à la bibliothèque avaient choisi pour premier thème de recherche l'histoire spirituelle de l'Inde. Non, ça ne va pas. Ce n'est pas comme cela que l'on doit faire. D'abord, il faut commencer par un Big Bang. Vous voulez montrer la continuité de l'histoire, comme si Sri Aurobindo était l'aboutissement, le sommet. Mais c'est complètement faux. Sri Aurobindo n'appartient pas à l'histoire. Il est en dehors et au-delà de l'histoire. Jusqu'à la naissance de Sri Aurobindo, les religions et les spiritualités se sont toujours appuyées sur les personnalités du passé. Et elles avaient pour but la négation de la vie sur la terre. Alors, vous aviez le choix entre une vie dans ce monde avec sa petite ronde de plaisir et de peine, de joie et de souffrance, et la menace de l'enfer si vous ne vous conduisez pas convenablement. Ou bien une chute dans un autre monde, ciel, nirvana, moksha, libération. Entre les deux, il n'y a pas grand-chose à choisir. Ils sont également mauvais. Sri Aurobindo nous a dit que c'était justement l'erreur fondamentale qui a entraîné la faiblesse et la dégradation de l'Inde. Le bouddhisme, le jainisme, l'illusionnisme ont suffi à miner toute l'énergie du pays. Certes, l'Inde est le seul endroit du monde qui ait encore conscience de quelque chose d'autre que la matière. Les autres pays l'ont tout à fait oublié. L'Europe, l'Amérique et ailleurs. C'est pourquoi l'Inde garde toujours un message à délivrer au monde. Mais pour le moment, elle patauge et se roule dans la boue. Sri Aurobindo nous a montré que la vérité ne consiste pas à s'enfuir de la vie terrestre, mais à y rester pour la transformer et la diviniser, afin que le divin puisse se manifester ici, dans ce monde physique. C'est cela que vous devez dire à votre première réunion. Être un peu carré et ferme. Après, et seulement après, quand vous aurez dit cela fortement, carrément, sans mâcher vos mots, vous pourrez continuer à les amuser avec l'histoire de religion et des chefs spirituels et religieux. Après, et seulement après, vous pourrez montrer le germe de faiblesse et de mensonge qu'ils ont abrité et prêché. Après et seulement après, vous pourrez discerner ici et là, de temps en temps, une intuition que quelque chose d'autre est possible. Comme dans les Védas, par exemple, l'invitation à descendre tout au fond de la caverne de Pani. Dans les Tantras aussi, une petite lumière qui brille. Je suggère que vous adoptiez comme devise de votre première recherche cette phrase de Sri Aurobindo. Nous n'appartons pas aux aurores passées, mais au midi de l'avenir. Puis, Mère a donné un message spécial pour l'école. Sri Aurobindo n'appartient pas au passé ni à l'histoire. Sri Aurobindo est l'avenir en marche vers sa réalisation. Il nous faut donc nous revêtir d'une jeunesse éternelle pour pouvoir avancer avec la rapidité voulue et ne pas être des retardataires sur le chemin. Actually, Mother had put here one big square, carrément. She herself had drawn a square. It is not here, but the paper which she sent me had this big square written on it to indicate that I should be square and should tell all my students very squarely with a big bang. So let me read now in English, all right? Mother's answer in English to the school's teachers when she was told that the new special afternoon classes at the library had chosen as a first research theme India's spiritual history. No, it won't do. It is not to be done that way. You should begin with a big bang. We were trying to show the continuity of history with Sri Aurobindo as the outcome, the culmination. It is false entirely. Sri Aurobindo does not belong to history. He is outside and beyond history. Till the birth of Sri Aurobindo, religions and spiritualities were always centered on past figures, and they were showing as the goal the negation of life upon earth. So you had a choice between two alternatives. Either a life in this world, which is round of petty pleasures and pains, joys and sufferings, threatened by hell if you were not behaving properly, or an escape into another world, heaven, nirvana, moksha, liberation. Between these two there is nothing much to choose. They are equally bad. Sri Aurobindo has told us that this was a fundamental mistake which accounts for the weakness and degradation of India. Buddhism, Jainism, illusionism were sufficient to sap all energy out of the country. True, India is the only place in the world which is still aware that something else than matter exists. The other countries have quite forgotten it, Europe, America and elsewhere. That is why she still has a message to preserve and deliver to the world. But at present, she is splashing and floundering in the muddle. Sri Aurobindo has shown that the truth does not lie in running away from earthly life, but in remaining in it, to transform it, divinize it, so that the divine can manifest here in this physical world. You should tell all this at the first meeting. You should be square and frank. Then, when this is told strongly, squarely, and there is no doubt about it, and then only you can go on and amuse them with the history of religions and religious or spiritual leaders. Then, and then only, you will be able to show the seed of weakness and falsehood that they were harbored and proclaimed. Then, and then only, you will be able to discern from time to time, from place to place, an intuition that something else is possible. In the Vedas, for instance, the injunction to descend deep into the cave of the Panis. In the Tantras also, a little light burning. I may add that you could adopt as motto for your first project this quotation of Sri Aurobindo: we do not belong to the past dawns, but to the noons of the future. Message from mother to the school: Sri Aurobindo does not belong to the past nor to history. Sri Aurobindo is the future advancing towards its realization. Thus we must shelter the eternal youth required for a speedy advance in order not to become laggards on the way. This word laggards, we have taken half an hour to translate. Retardataire, that is the French word there, that which retards you. So Pavitrata and I had sat down together for quite some time to translate into English. Then we found this word laggards, because lag behind, so laggards are those who remain behind. This was 5th April 1967. As I told you day before yesterday, I had really given you the first lecture only on that day. All that was a preparation to be able to tell you what Mother has said here, and I will take another time, long, long time, to dilate upon it. In fact, when I read the Life Divine and Synthesis of Yoga, it is basically for this purpose. Later on I'll deal with many other things. So we come back to the Synthesis of Yoga. The utsaha, the zeal for the Lord that eats us up. The necessity of personal effort, particularly during the first period, until we are able to have contact with the Divine, and not to listen to the advice that God will do everything for you, don't worry. This is the period when we must ask every part of our being to strain and to work hard and harder and still harder.